White, W.C. White, May. Paradise Valley Sanitarium, National City, California, September 12, 1905. Dear children and May White, we are here in harmony with your urgent request. We arrived last night. The journey from Los Angeles was not tedious. At the Glendale Sanitarium, we met Sister Peck, also Brother and Sister Hackney. Brother and Sister Hackney desire to connect in some way with one of our institutions. She is considered an excellent nurse, and he seems willing to labor wherever he can be of most service. They went Sunday forenoon with Sister Peck to visit Loma Linda. Sunday evening, Sister Peck telephoned to us from Loma Linda, asking if we would remain a day longer in Los Angeles in order that she might spend more time there and then accompany us to San Diego. But arrangements had already been made for the transfer of baggage and the purchase of tickets for Monday afternoon, and we could not conveniently change our plans. Sister Peck left Loma Linda Sunday morning and joined us in Los Angeles on our trip to San Diego. I was well cared for at Glendale. Brother and Sister Simpson were both very attentive, and I had several conversations with them. I desire to keep their confidence and help them in every way possible. I believe that there is a great improvement in Brother Simpson, and I think he can do a good work in connection with Dr. Winiger Simpson. On Sabbath, I had good freedom in speaking in the Carr Street Church. The building was crowded to its utmost capacity. I was somewhat fearful over the prospect of speaking in that church again, but it was well ventilated, and I have received no harm. The strength that came to me was more than I expected. I praise the Lord for His mercy and help in time of need. He is my helper. I am glad that I have the confidence of the people. I have had several important conversations with Brother and Sister Burden in reference to the work that must be done in all our sanitariums to place them upon a higher platform than they now occupy. At Glendale, there is need of decided changes to bring in more of a spiritual influence and to keep prominently before the patients and workers the Bible truths for this time. If this is not done, we might better save the money invested in our institutions and use it to advance the work in ministerial lines. But we cannot act hastily. We must move steadily in the power of the Lord Jesus that He promised to His disciples just before His ascension. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. And lo, I am with you alway, even unto the end of the world. Matthew 28, verse 19-20. This command is for us, and we are to follow the methods of Christ in imparting the truth to others. As we receive, so we are to impart of the rich grace of Christ. In this work, we have an assurance that the divine power of the Holy Spirit will impress minds. Let us believe the promise, for the Lord speaks not in vain. I am deeply impressed that new habits are to be formed, natural tendencies are to be carefully restrained, and indulged inclination must be brought under control to the law of God. Christ is to rule in the heart by faith through sanctification of the truth. Through the power of Christ, every soul may stand securely. He is our strength and efficiency. Come unto me, He says, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. Matthew 11, verse 28-29. This morning I spoke a few words to the workers assembled in the parlor for worship. None of the patients were present. I am sorry that there is not among the workers in this institution the harmony that there should be. I know not what I can do to change the order of things. We must watch unto prayer and seek to elevate and ennoble the thoughts and words. If we would correct wrong in others, we ourselves must walk carefully in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. The Word of God must be our only rule. I am trying to do my duty and to help them here all I possibly can. I am told of a man who has been here for some months, who has accepted the Sabbath truth. He was formerly a railway official, but he broke down in health and came here for rest and treatment. He is seeking the Lord, has confessed all his wrongs, but cannot receive the assurance that his sins are forgiven and that he is a child of God. Sister Williams and others have tried to help him to walk by faith and not by sight, but he seems to be unable to overcome his feelings of distrust. I shall endeavor to help him, and I trust that he will yet see clearly that the Lord has forgiven his sins.